today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I don't know why anybody under the sound of my voice would think they don't need Jesus in their house. Because unless God watched the house or the city, your alarm system, your early warning detection devices, your bells on the door will not stop the evil one from slipping through the cracks. We must have Jesus in our homes. Can the church say amen?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Kingdom Authority Over the Demonic. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 9.
One of the synoptic gospel writers, Mark chapter 5 and verse 1. You are the Most High God. I love that. And verse 1 reads like this, and they came over unto the other side, into the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, like he keeps going back in that boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying, cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." And he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." My name is Legion, for we packed all in this one man. We are many spirits inside of one. I'm teaching a series called The Power of God at Work. Mark is the background or the backdrop of our series. Today's message in our early service, Kingdom Authority Over the Demonic. Kingdom authority, kingdom power over the demonic. And I'm believing God that you will grow in your faith to realize that God has given us power to overcome the enemy. And every stronghold that the enemy has in your life, you have to see yourself rising above it. And I break every chain in the name of Jesus, every fetter. Glory to God. I come against every stronghold in the name of Jesus and bind Satan and cast him out. I decree and declare that the region has just had someone to enter into it. His name is Jesus. And when his feet hit the soil, demons realize that he's here. Thank you, Jesus, for visiting our region. Thank you through your word for overcoming every obstacle. You sent your word and healed us, and we're grateful. We bless you. We honor you. Even today, allow your anointing to go before the word. Even by your spirit, it prepare us with ears to hear. Give us a mind to comprehend. Give us a heart to receive and the spirit to contain. Give us hands to serve, feet to spread the gospel, a mind that's ready to do what you called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. What a way to start out an 8 o'clock service, or the last Sunday in the month, the last month in the year, with talking about demons and issues, when a lot of people are trying to think about presence and gifts. God wants us to be delivered from demonic strongholds. I want you to start thinking about God is not just tied to what the world is celebrating. Some people think that their pastor is supposed to preach the season. Like we're in the Christmas season, so the message has to tie with Christmas. Or we're in the Thanksgiving season, so the message has to tie with Thanksgiving. Or we're in the, what happens on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. So I'm supposed to teach on love and have red hearts. And I'm supposed to go with zodiac signs and preach zodiac and show you how things tie together. I'm supposed to teach sororities and how the sorority works. And I'm supposed to teach all of these different agencies and the clubs that you're tied to. No, my assignment is to teach the word of God and to stay in the center of his will. Because some of us have gone astray. And these tentacles and tendencies are pulling us away from God. Some of us are more concerned about the sororities or the agencies that we're tied to than we are to what's happening here in the ministry. And I get in trouble. I said something about the Masonic when I first came here, and I didn't know it was entrenched in the region. And churches shut down on me. That man coming against the Masonic? I didn't say the Masonic was the devil. I just said that there is no agency that you should be tied to that's more powerful. The connection is more powerful than your relationship with Jesus. And when it hit the radio, people just went, wow, what kind of man is that? But I say it again. There is no agency that you or I should be tied to if we say we know Jesus that's more powerful and controlling and pulls your commitment level into it more than you serve the Lord. And I know that steps on toes, but take it and you can make it. We need to come back to the Lord. Your association with football teams shouldn't be more greater than your relationship with the Lord. Your alumni shouldn't pull you into whatever it's doing, and you pull more of your resources into it than you pour in the tithe and offering. And you shouldn't be tied to any type of agency that will pull you away. Oh, we got something to do today on Sunday, Bishop. We going here and there. And I said, well, we need to do this and that. Well, I don't have it. I had to do something with my sorority or with my group. I'm here to tell you something is off, and there's something pulling us away from our God. And I'm telling you the network that's behind pulling away. I'm not talking about agencies. It's Satan himself. If you're a part of politics and you want to run behind every conference, but you don't want to go to church, I'm here to tell you, you better get your head together. If you're a Republican or a Democrat and your person don't get in the office and you lose hope, I'm moving out of the nation, you need to get your head together, because we need to serve the Most High God, not a political party. Glory to God. If your ethnicity tells you that you're greater or you're better than any other group, you need to check your ethnicity or your mindset concerning it and submit it to the will of God. Because the one driving that is Satan himself. When we look at Mark chapter 5, oh my God, I must be out there. The devil, ooh, I'm talking about stuff that make people mad. I'm talking about stuff that make people, I ain't going back to that church. I'm coming at stuff that make people say, and I'm going to say it again. God has me here as a voice and a mouthpiece to preach the word. I'm not here to preach your season. I'm here to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season. We need to get our head together and get back to God. And I'm going to shout it louder if y'all don't say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know I can go loud, right? Tell me. Say, go off then, Bishop. That's right. Go off then. Go off then, Bishop. That's right. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's going to be the new word. I got that from C.J. Clark. Well, go off. Well, I'm going off. And y'all need, when I'm going off, go off then. That's what I want you to say. Go off then. Mark chapter 5. And this is powerful. Before I get into the passage, let me just say this. Mark chapter 5 accounts for several things that I believe God wants us to deal with today. A series of incredible events that occurred in Jesus' ministry. It includes deliverance of a man possessed by evil spirits. Also, the miraculous recovery of a woman that had an issue of blood. It also deals with the resurrection of Jairus, his daughter. She was resuscitated or resurrected after breath left her body. Incidents, I believe, in this chapter that demonstrate Jesus' compassion, his power, and his authority. Please write that down. It demonstrates Jesus' compassion, his power, and his authority over various afflictions, whether they're demonic afflictions or issues of blood, a trail of blood, or actual death. The death of a young 12-year-old girl. He touches all three in Mark chapter 5. And I believe all of them interlink or interlock with each other. Somebody in this room is dealing with demonic issues. Somebody under the sound of my voice is dealing with demonic issues. Someone under the sound of my voice is dealing with death. Or an issue for at least 12 years. Thank you, Lord. And someone of my, under the sound of my voice is dealing with a trail of blood or an issue that causes you to hemorrhage, either physically or emotionally. And everywhere you go, that trail follows you. One of the things that God wants to do today is to heal you, because predators, it's easy for them to track trails of blood. They don't even have to see you. Their sense of smell, it's so powerful. All they got to do is put their nose to the trail and they'll walk right up on you. Life-saving steps, survival steps. If you're ever in the wilderness or in the woods and you don't know your bearing and you don't have a compass, you need to make sure if you ever get cut that you take off the clothing that the blood is on and you bury it. And you get as far as you can away from that dead, buried cloth that's saturated with blood. Please make sure you do that. Constantly check your feet, check your legs, check your hands for bleeding. It's easy to cut yourself on a stone. It's easy to trip when you're crossing a brook. It's easy to have a thorn penetrate you and you start bleeding. If you don't, and you're in the wilderness, you will attract predators like mountain lions or wolves or even worse, bears. You'll be looking up and you'll see this big 850,000-pound bear starts just staring at you maybe about 100 yards away. And it's very dangerous to bleed or to have issues of blood that aren't taken care of. Jesus shows compassion. He shows power and he shows authority by dealing with a demon-possessed man, a woman with an issue of blood, and a little girl that died because she had an illness, but her daddy held a high rank in the community. And this is for everybody who think just making money and being in positions is the best thing you can do for your family. I'm here to tell you that every one of us will come up short if Jesus is not in the family tree. I don't care what you try to provide or what you have provided. We all need Jesus to come to our house. Because there's a little girl or a young man in the room that's hurting. And only he can heal it. I don't know why anybody under the sound of my voice would think they don't need Jesus in their house. Because unless God watched the house or the city, your alarm system, your early warning detection devices, your bells on the door will not stop the evil one from slipping through the cracks. We must have Jesus in our homes. Can the church say amen? The Bible says, and they came over unto the other side. In the fourth chapter, Jesus got in the boat and went through a storm. I don't know if you remember, but I was talking about kingdom power as he commanded the winds and commanded the waves. He said, "Peace be still," and there was a great calm. You'll find it in chapter 4. But as he goes to the other side, he encounters other things on the other side. And I just want you to know that even though we sail from one side to the next, there's enough problems on the other side waiting on us there too. That's why we need Jesus on the boat. Because you don't know what's on the other side until you get there. The Bible says, and they came over unto the other side after they went through a storm and felt like their lives were in jeopardy. They came to the other side of the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, what does that mean? He stepped out. We believe that the ship is a type of pulpit. And I believe because the ship was a pulpit in chapter 4, you got to see it as a mechanism God uses to transport us from one side to the next. It is critical for you to pay attention to the pulpit direction, because your ship is being turned or shifted in a certain way. And if you miss this, your business ain't gonna work. If you miss this, family ain't gonna work like it should. If you miss this, you're gonna be frustrated in your community. If you miss this, your ministry won't go to the next level, because God uses pulpit or ships to direct us, to take us to the other side. Now I need a little amen in here, because I know the devil don't want me to preach this message, because I'm messing with his territories. Demons don't like to be called out. So demonic apathy, I come against you in the name of Jesus. Demonic apathy. Glory to God. Demonic criticisms, I come against in the name of Jesus. All you want to do is criticize. Come on. Demonic self-centeredness, I come against in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace to the storm. Glory to God. Demonic influences of all types, I come against in the name of Jesus. I come against wedges. I come against divisions in relationships in the name of Jesus. I come against the devil that's trying to stop people from listening to the word from their bishop, but I'm going to preach anyway. I'm going to preach it in the morning. I'm going to preach it in the evening. I'm coming back again over and over and over again. Somebody better say amen. Come on, tell me to go off then. Tell me. I'm going to preach it anyway, and I pray that somebody catch this mantle, and when you feel like giving up and you feel like the weight is on your shoulder, you not back away from your commitments. Go off then. and keep your shoulder to the plow. Glory to God. Ain't nothing easy. Ain't no handouts with Jesus. Man, sometimes we got to go through the issues. We got to go through storms. And then when we get to the other side, we're faced with a demon spirit. I didn't anticipate this. I just went through a storm. I just went through hell and high water. And now I get to the other side, and here's a demon crying in the tomb. But that's all right. God is going to give me the strength. God is going to take me through. God's got my back. God is going to work with me to will and to do of his good pleasure. Every demon that I got to face in the land of the Gadareans, he already knew what he had already put in me before I got there. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I got a heritage. I'll preach you happy if you say amen. Anticipate this. I just went through a storm. But God knew that a demon was waiting on me, and he gave me power to go through the issue. I said he gave me power. I said he gave me power. I said he gave me power. I've got the power to go through in Jesus' name. Come on, I'm talking to some people that didn't anticipate this storm. I went through one, but I didn't see this one coming. But God. And when he was come out of the ship, that means he stepped out of the boat and his feet hit the soil. Let me tell you something about the anointing. A lot of people don't like to pay the price for it, but once you get it, you never want to lose it. Oh, my God. A lot of people don't like to pay price for it. They look at folk that is anointed, and they don't know what they went through to get it. They just want the anointing. Oh, my God. They want the anointing. They don't even want to pay for the anointing. Glory to God. Philip went down into Samaria, and there he was anointed. The scriptures say when he went down into Samaria, people with curious arts and all kind of demonic strongholds started giving him up. They were delivered when he went down into Samaria because he was anointed, glory to God. And there was a man that had the whole region on lockdown with curious arts. And when he saw the way God was using Philip, he wanted to buy it. He didn't want to pay a price for it. But can I spend some money to get that type of anointing that's on your life? A lot of people like to look at the anointed and say, I want that. But you don't want to spend the time with God when everything is going well, and you spend time with God to pay the price so he can release the anointed in your life. You can't buy this with money. This only comes when you spend time with God. Jesus was so anointed that when his foot hit the soil, the demon he felt the reverberation. He realized that a greater power had entered into the region. Glory to God. And I see even now the crying and hear it, the crying in the tomb. Which means there are people, they know the enemy that has equipped them or has shackled them with strongholds know that there's an anointing here at Truth Revealed. And the church is going to have to get used to weird sounds. In other words, you're used to your cute church and you get your 3 points and a poem and you go home back to that stronghold that's in your family. But God wants you to get used to the sounds of deliverance. That means you may come here and hear somebody scream, or you may come here and hear somebody, ow! Or you may hear somebody say something that makes you a little uneasy, but you got to learn how to turn that off and look beyond that. Somebody is getting their deliverance. Somebody can sense that God is about to do something. Somebody has dealt with a demon spirit for many years and they're tired tired of being shut down and tired of being shackled, and God wants them to be set free, and we got to get used to the deliverance or the sound of deliverance. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he brought me out of a horrible pit and set my foot on a rock and established my going and put a new song in my mouth, even a song of deliverance. So what does a song or a sound of deliverance sound like? It may sound like a groan. You come to church and you want to be comforted, but somebody's got to be delivered. And when you hear those sounds, stop acting like you never had a groan in your own life. You know when you were going through and you were all by yourself and nobody understood that you groaned waiting for somebody to pay attention to your needs. Then I'm preaching better than you saying amen.
Oh my God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Kingdom Authority Over the Demonic, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th, and are available at the communication and promotion counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, December 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, December 15th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.